This is Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole. And the 2020 school year has been and it will be remembered as one of the years where everything changed, especially in terms of how students learn. Students and teachers this year having to quickly adapt and learn how to go to school remotely and then to try and reopen for the fall semester. And many are not sure what the next school year will look like in 2021. So one of the teachers that has had to deal with this and who's been talking to us throughout this process is on the phone with us again now. It's Matthew Haynes, Tri-Valley Secondary School English teacher. Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
Hey, good. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be on here again. I appreciate you having me back.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. And I think the first time we spoke to you was as we were looking at the shutdown in the spring, and at that time, which was the end of the previous school year. And then we spoke to you at least one more time, I think, when we were looking at the reopening of the school year heading into this school year. So how has this school year been going now that it's about halfway through?
It's going. I think everyone is doing the absolute best they can. And when I say everyone, I mean teachers, I mean administrators, I mean kids, I mean parents. There's no situation that can please everyone right now, but I think everyone is doing their best to adapt right now. I can tell you that we're personally at Tri-Valley using a hybrid method. So we have kids in 2 days a week, either on Monday and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday, and we teach them in person. And then we have, at the same time, we're live streaming and trying to teach kids virtually as well. So it certainly has its challenges to it, as you can imagine, but I think we're all doing the absolute best we can right now and taking things day by day because, as we know at this point in time, we never know what the next day is going to bring.
Well, there's two different things that I remember from a couple of our previous conversations. And the first one is I remember in the spring asking you about, how concerned you were about students falling back academically. And your response was interesting that at that point you were more concerned about how they were dealing with this emotionally first, like their general overall well-being ahead of the academic side. How do you feel about that question now at this point? How have both of those aspects, as you say, there's ups and downs to this. So how are the ups and downs for both sides of that, academic and just overall well-being of the students?
Sure, yeah. I would say my main worry still is the emotional part. I think as much as anything this has taught us, but how much public schools offer. It's not just the academic piece. It's the social piece. It's the emotional piece. And especially kids who aren't here, who are only in 2 days a week. We have some kids who are completely virtual every single day. It's a huge concern. And there are kids who we don't hear from regularly, which is, you worry about. And of course, the academic piece is worrisome as well. We certainly have some kids. It's just the way we do things is differently now. And I know curriculum-wise, we can't get through what we want. It's just different. So kids are falling behind. Tell some kids that way. And some kids, it's just tough with access and other things. And then again, some kids are doing fine. Some kids are really, every kid's working hard, but some kids are keeping up with everything. But you do worry about that divide between those who are and those who are not. That continues to be a struggle for all of us, I think, and every school across the state, quite outside the country.
What are you hearing from students and parents on remote learning? What's the feedback been like?
It's tough. I've heard, and I think even our governor said at one point, maybe this is the future of learning. And I completely disagree with that 100%. I think if you ask any student, any parent, any teacher, remote learning is certainly not the answer. It's what we can do right now, and we're doing the best we can. But, kids mention daily, what it's like sitting in front of a computer from 8 o'clock until 3 o'clock. For us, it's from a teacher perspective. We do all of our meetings online. And you're just missing that, just that connection you make with kids. I see myself as a teacher. That's my strength, connecting with kids, forming relationships. And there are some kids I teach every day who, honestly, right now I couldn't pick out in the crowd. And it's tough. You know, it's tough to do.
Yeah.
And I think I miss that more than anything else. And I will tell you that's what most of the kids miss too, is the social part. You know, talking to friends, talking to teachers, adults in the building. It's been the hardest part.
I mean, and then there's also just the, I guess, the physicality and the connection between what you're doing physically and what your brain's doing. The fact, just that issue of like sitting in front of a computer for that long of a day. Whereas in school, you know, you got to get up every once in a while. You got to take a break and move around. Absolutely. And or move from one room to the next. Even just that little bit of a break, you know, it's like people have seen it like, you know, as annoying as commercials are when you watch TV, when you watch some shows with no commercial break, sometimes it's like it's annoying. You got to pause it. You got to take a break, you know, to make it more interesting.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. It is something else that's just missing, just those, you know, daily times to get up and move around in the chat and walk places. It's hard. And we were, you know, obviously at the end of last year, we were completely remote, and we were remote for 2 weeks this year. And it's the same. I can tell you the same for me as an adult, you know, sitting down my office for the entire day. It's difficult. And I'm an adult, you know, I can't imagine, you know, I know how difficult it is for the kids.
Now, when we spoke in the fall, looking at school reopening and how that process was going, what the governor and the state were saying, what the unions are saying, and all of that, and as we talked about that, another interesting perspective you had, similarly to how you're interested in the students' overall well-being, you expressed concern over the community's well-being, in as much as whatever the decision is, there's people on both sides that might not be happy, meaning there's people that didn't want to go back to school at all and were concerned about that, and there's other people that were concerned that they weren't going back to school enough, and your concern was that this might be too much of a division for the community, that this might lead to tension in the community. How is that borne out?
I think it's been okay so far. I will definitely give a lot of credit to our administration at school. I think they've done an excellent job in what we've done. I think they have the well-being of us, of students, of parents in mind. And every decision they make, it's not, you know, there's a group that's not popular with, of course. I don't think there's any way right now to make everyone happy. But I think generally the community sees, you know, us, all of us, as trying to do the very best we can. I'll tell you, I've continued to feel very supported by our community. Definitely feel very lucky to be at Tri-Valley and what we're trying to do.
Right. Now, could we just real quick, what's the rest of the school year look like? Like, when do you break for the holidays, and when does this portion of the year end and the next one start?
So we personally, our last day is Friday, and then we're off until January 4th. So there's a pilot in New York State where schools can choose to use snow days, or they can choose to make snow days remote days. It's a one-year pilot, and our school chose to make them remote days. So we have some snow days freed up now, or some extra days. So our superintendent actually made the decision to give us next Monday and Tuesday off. So we'll be off for over 2 weeks. I think that will be a great time for people to reset, you know, to spend time, whether it's in person or virtually with family, kind of not think about school for a while. And then, you know, knock on wood, we'll be back in the building January 4th. But, of course, you know, as we all know, we'll see at that time what things are like in the county and in our community.
Yeah, what do you think the next semester will be like?
Well, tough to say. You know, I think... you know, the thought is to stay hybrid like we are, and to make that work. We've been, knock on wood, relatively low cases within the school. We certainly hope that continues. You know, I think realistically it is going to be tough as the weather gets colder, as flu season, cold season comes. So I think we'll have to see, but I think our goal as a school is to try to stay the course of what we're doing.
We've got this winter storm that's coming that people are gearing up for. How is your school district going to handle snow days? I mean, in a normal, the way things used to be, if you can't go to school, you don't have school. Now, when you're at home, you're going to school. How are you guys handling that?
That's a great question. So on a normal snow day, we would be doing it as a virtual day. However, you know, we'll see what happens as far as Thursday, only because of the amount of snow we're going to get. I have to assume people are going to lose power during that. If that's the case, I don't know what they're going to do. But we do have extra days where we can actually use the snow days if necessary. So, you know, if there are a lot of people without power, I don't know how we would possibly, you know, do it as a remote day. But we'll have to wait and see.
All right. And is there anything that we didn't get to, anything you want our listeners to know about your experience this year or what may yet come?
Not really. I just like to say, you know, personally, I just had my first child. So she's five weeks old today. So wow. That's been quite an experience for me personally, trying to stay safe, trying to make sure I was actually exposed for 2 weeks, was on quarantine. My wife was 9 months pregnant at the time, so she had to live with her parents for a week before I was able to get tested. So there's been that, and you know, and I'm not alone in this. You know, everybody has their own unique situations. They've been going through their hardships, and you know, I know you had referenced before, I was worried this was going to put a divide amongst people, and I think at least where I am, I'm very happy that, very grateful that people have been supporting each other, looking out for each other, and I think generally, looking out for the best, and trying to be understanding and sympathetic and empathetic of what people are going through. So I'm just grateful to be a part of that, and I hope, you know, out of this whole experience of the pandemic, I hope people sort of caring about each other and being kind to each other is the biggest positive out of this.
All right. Well, Matthew Haynes, thank you so much for joining us once again, giving us this update. We'll probably do it again next semester.
Sounds good. I'll be looking forward to it. Thanks a lot for having me.
And congratulations.
Yes, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. That was Matthew Haynes. He's an English teacher for 8th and 12th grades over at Tri-Valley School in Grahamsville. We are Radio Catskill, and we've got the weather coming right up.